Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my special co-host today, Marilyn Dyke. Woohoo! Thank you so much, Marilyn, for filling in for Tracy.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Oh, I
Yeah.
love having you. It's always so much fun.
Oh,
So,
thank you.
yeah, we're gonna be talking QHHT and sessions and metaphysics and anything else that comes up. That's all dependent on Tiffany. And Tiffany, we're gonna let you take it away and tell everybody how to operate within this ecosystem here.
Okay, so I am moderating the chat. So wherever you are viewing from, this is streaming from several different locations. So YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are watching from, if you put in the chat, I guess my name in bold letters, I'll be able to see your question easier. And it's something that I can flag to potentially ask during the show tonight. Also, I believe it's in Facebook. If you are watching it, you do have to actually click on the stream so that it will open it up so that when you comment in that area, those are the only comments that I'll be able to see. If you comment outside of that screen, I will not be able to see those questions. So outside of that, go ahead and everyone start telling us where you're from.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us where you're from because that lights up your spot on the grid. So cool and so important. Lighten up that grid. So, do you get any information or what? I'm going to say it this way. I was going to say, do you? And they were like, of course she does. So, I'm going to say, what information do you get on the grid, Marilyn, if any?
On the grid. I had it has been mentioned in some, but of course, I don't re there's it's been mentioned a few times about the work that the usually it's the client who's doing work on the grid. They usually don't realize that they're doing it, but they are working the grid. I had a client one time a few years ago who is she her husband loved to travel. And he would plan a big trip every year, and she hated it. And they'd, take the kids, and he was all, the kids liked it too, but she just didn't like to travel. And so that was one of her questions. Like they were going to be traveling to Brazil, and she wasn't looking forward to this at all. So what they said was happening was she was needed. Oh, and another one of her problems was she says, "Yeah, wherever we go, there's always a problem." Like they were in Japan when Fukushima went, and there was something else went. There's
Oh
something,
my
yeah.
goodness.
So when I asked, they said, "Well, she is the reason he's, dragging her off to all these places is because she needs to be there when these things happen." So she's like spreading her energy around
Yeah.
and being in these places, which is helping. So we just don't realize, the extent to
We're
which.
so multi-dimensional. We have so many parts and aspects to ourselves, and we're doing so much besides
Yeah, oh,
this
that's for
dimension.
sure. Yeah, and this seems like, so much,
Oh.
but yeah, we're just doing tons more.
We give it so much importance and we're so serious. It's so serious. And it's like it's probably the tiniest speck of all of it. The percentage is
Yeah.
tiny, infinitesimal.
Yeah. Yeah. I've even heard that, whereas, the per all the person has to do is just be here, basically. And because they're doing so much other work, they just need to be here. And it's sort of the same thing as your mom found in some sessions too, where they were just grounding that energy to a certain area. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Unbeknownst.
Well, exactly. And that's what's so cool is it, there's more to us guys. Just and
Yeah.
we're now becoming more and more aware of it and conscious of it.
Yeah.
And just be aware. Yeah, just know that it's not this. So don't take this one so seriously. It's just, that, and what is it they are always saying in the sessions is remember to have fun. Remember the joy.
Yeah.
Remember to dance. Remember to, just do all that. It's like, in other words,
Yeah.
lighten it up.
Yeah.
Yep. I know I've heard so many times it's just you take it so seriously. And they kind of say it just like
Yeah.
it's all so serious. You're so serious about it. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just a speck of time. It's just a speck that you're
Yeah,
there.
to them it's just a speck of time. Yeah, it's such a short. What's her problem? She's it's just such a short time.
Exactly.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, we're
Giving
coming
this
out.
one so much weight, so much attention.
Yeah. It's like the one who said the FC said, "What's she worried about that for? She has an infinity to do this."
That's such a big thing because we give so much here, and it's like, oh my gosh, I got to get it all done now. I got to do it. Well,
Yeah.
one is this life, because this is the only one that we know, and this life, this consciousness
Yeah.
has a finite value. And I guess it's that. And I'll tell you, this was something mom was always concerned about as she got closer. I don't know it now, but at the time I didn't understand it. But where she was getting information about, like, it's like what happens when you pass, when you go, you go to the side, what happens to you, because they said you're dissolved into the, the all and everything. She's like,
Yeah.
it was very, very important to her to understand. I mean, she wanted her personality because it's like, this is who I am. And it's like, do I lose that? And it was very comforting. She found out that no, you do not lose that, that you keep that. Yes.
Okay, that's a question I've had, and I, when I get a chance, I'd like to ask that, because what exactly does happen to the personality? Because of course, if they, we leave the personality in their time, but it sounds like we can always, well, obviously we can. If we can access past lives, we can access those personalities. So,
Yeah, they
yeah.
stay. They're well, and since everything is simultaneous,
Yeah, it's
that's
all
it.
now.
So yeah, it's still there.
Okay.
Yeah, it
Okay.
doesn't die. We don't go away. We're still there.
No. Oh, man. Yeah, it's pretty hard to fathom all this now. Yeah.
I know. Have you grown since you've been doing QHHT?
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Me too. I mean, it's like our worlds have just, they just keep
Oh,
expanding.
yeah. And I just had a client who, I'm gonna have to revisit that, because I'm like, I didn't understand what the heck they were talking about, and I kept asking questions, but they weren't able. I wasn't getting it,
Okay.
So it's, so you always hope in that case that you're asking relevant questions. But yeah, every once in a while, you get something, and okay, I guess I'm ready for another expansion, mind expansion, Yeah. And this, and it's funny, is it okay? I could just talk, or did it
Absolutely.
hit me? Okay. This was a friend who I have been wanting to do a session with for 15 years. Okay. Every time I ask, she's like, "No, I'm too, my mind's too busy. It's too strong. I don't want to waste your time. No. For all this time." Okay. And it's not like I badger her all the time. Anyway, what? I couldn't believe it. She finally said yes just recently. So we and she, and she thought that she would need to be, asleep to be able to do this. And she knew she couldn't, eh? And she just did beautifully. She was so happy at the end of the session. She's like, "I can do this." And it just shows how easy it is, and I, and trying to explain to her, it's okay if you're awake, and some of the questions, you're going to answer, you're going to know the answer too, because your higher self is constantly communicating with you. So yeah, you might know those, but then I'll ask more questions that'll bring through more information. I got more than I bargained for. But yeah, she just did a beautiful job, and she was so happy. And the funny thing is, her sister-in-law is a practitioner now, and she was even wanting to do a session with her. But so now she's all set. She's gonna go. She's gonna have
Oh,
another
great.
session. Yeah,
Now she's got a steady, way to get steady sessions whenever she wants.
if she wants. Yeah.
Oh,
Anyway,
that's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah, that was, I was so glad to see that. You know, she was so successful, and yeah, she just kept saying, "I don't want to waste your time," and you know, but she was a meditator. So go ahead.
She was a what?
She was a meditator. I knew she'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I
Yeah.
think it's funny. I mean, I was talking earlier today about, like the conscious mind, what it does, some of the things it says. And that's one of them. It's like,
Yeah.
it's like all these little things. That's just the conscious mind
Yeah.
chatter,
Yeah.
well, can't do it because of this, can't do it because of that. Can't do it. It's
Yeah.
like, couldn't. So if anybody's out there and it's like you're making, that's just your conscious mind.
Yeah.
It's just trying to be in control. It's scared.
Yeah.
Just scared, and it's got to make all these reasons why it
Yeah.
can't be done because you won't be successful.
Yeah. And what is success? Well, I told her, I said, well, I don't know. Every session's a success to me, you know, in its own way. They are all successful. So, yeah. Yeah, we put up blocks. I know I've done that too. You know, you put up that conscious mind, but all you have to do is just let it be there and then just say the very first thing. It's so easy.
It really is. It's so
Yeah.
easy. It's just the allowing, like you said. It's our tendency, the conscious mind, is to resist. And it's like, no, that can't be it. That's too easy. It can't be it, but that's what it is. Just go with it.
Just accept. Just accept and keep on going. What it
Exactly.
your mom was it your mom who used to say you can doubt later at your leisure
I love it.
if
Yes,
you want. Yeah.
absolutely. That's always like we can look at it later. We can question it later. Just go with it. That's what I have to tell myself. It's just a game. Let's just play it. What's the matter? Let's
Yeah.
just do it and we can question it later.
Yeah. And like you always say, there's always something there that you cannot deny.
Yes.
And it's true. In every session, there's
Yes.
always something
And what
that.
you always say. It's
Yeah.
never nothing.
No. Oh, those nothing sessions. Oh my gosh, I love those ones. Yeah, they are the best, really. Because when a person is in the void, then my understanding is, well, you know, they've got, well, a lot of times they'll do it because the person just needs to chill for a while. So they need to know what it's like just to relax. But it's like, I just kind of feel like, okay, then there's no pressing past life information that needs to come through. So really, you know, we're going to get some great information here for this client, maybe a little bit more than they would be getting if they were going through a past life. I don't know. This is, you know, this is what I thought. So those sessions are great. You know, just
Yeah, I look at it as many times it's something on it's not the end, it's like it's something to something else. Usually
yeah.
it's a bridge of some kind. It's they're going through it to get to something
Yeah.
else.
Yeah, often it is, you know, they will they will find something shows up and they realize, you know, that oh, it's nighttime and I'm in bed. You know, and that's why it's dark. You know, kind of a thing. I've had that happen. But other times, no, it's just relax and enjoy that floating in space among the stars or whatever it is. Just enjoy it. Yeah.
That's an excellent point. You're like, they maybe just needed to chill because especially people that do need that, they don't usually realize how much they
No.
need it. And that's
No.
why it's shown to them. It's like, this is what calm is. This is what
Yeah.
relaxing is. And it's like so foreign. That's why I think it kind of freaks them out. A lot of people
Yeah.
I've heard that go to the void or go to something like that. It really is kind of unnerving because I think it's because it's so quiet, because there isn't anything happening that they have to be just with themselves. And I think that's a little jarring for them, but that's the whole
Yeah.
purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in essence, that's who they are. That's what we all are in essence. So to be able to go back and have that experience, I just think is wonderful. Yeah. My favorite question is, are you aware of where where you might end and something else begins, you know, and there's this pause. And they go, no, no. They're everything. And that is such a, I mean, where do you get that experience?
Exactly.
You know, it's, yeah. So anyway,
Exactly.
yeah, those are wonderful sessions.
I'm gonna bring Tiffany in again real quick. We didn't get just we've had time to gather where people have coming are coming from. So
Oh,
you want to
yeah.
read that off and give us a little shout outs to people?
Chatterboxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Vancouver, Pennsylvania, Texas, Norway, Pennsylvania, California, Ohio, Wisconsin, Florida, Quebec, the UK, Columbia, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia, New York, Australia, Michigan,
Yeah.
Minnesota. I think I saw Kansas somewhere. South Wales, Chicago. Sarah from Las Vegas. Hi, Sarah. Yeah. So all
That
over.
cool? I just think that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's just amazing where everybody comes from.
Yeah. I know it just blows your mind. Well, even, you know, all the practitioners we have all over, you know, and we're talking to everybody all the time.
All the time. Yes.
Mind blowing. To
Totally.
the young ones, it isn't, you know, it's every day, but to us, you know, I mean, back in the day, you had to send letters.
I
Yeah.
know. Those things keep coming to me more now, and it's like so funny. It's like you've got to understand, this stuff has not always been here. And we've seen all this happening. And, you know, now we
Yeah.
look at our parents and they went through even more. You know, they were, oh gosh, I can't even imagine what, you
Yeah.
know, gamut they went from. But just from where we were, I mean, we were still in, I mean, it wasn't beginning, but it was, when you kind of look at this whole scheme of it, it was kind of back there
Yeah.
of technology and stuff, you know, really. And then the monumental strides that
Yeah.
it's
And for
taken.
it to be, you know, in every home kind of a thing, like, you know, there was a, you know, remember the old mobile phones that were about, what am I, about that big, you know, and they must have
They're
weighed like
chunky.
20 pounds.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and they came in a
Yeah.
case.
Yeah. And
Yes.
that was a big deal.
I
Yeah.
thought I was really hot stuff when I had one.
Did you have one? Oh my gosh.
I did. Because of the nursing. I was in home health nursing, and so I had
Oh
so I could be reached. I was just like, oh, I'm uptown now. I'm all
yeah. Jeez.
And then I think beepers came out not too long after that. So it was like
Oh yeah.
that was
Yeah.
easier.
Yeah, I know my husband had a beeper for a long time and then he decided he wanted to get the phone, so. So that was a big step, you know, the flip phone.
It's wild. It is,
Yeah.
you know, there was something I was telling Tiffany just the other day, and you said something that
I was
reminded.
just thinking about it. You were
Okay.
talking
What
about
was it?
computers, something that
Yes.
Dolores read.
Yeah, I remember because my father had one of the first computers when they were first coming out, because he was a techo. I mean,
Oh, wow.
he loved tinkering with stuff all the time. And he would
Yeah.
build the computers, you know, and everything. So he would
Yeah.
get these kits and he would build them. And so he had some of those beginning ones. And anyway, you know, mom read an article someplace. So this is telling you this, we saw the beginning of computers. We saw the beginning of these different things.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
she read an article and it was like they were just coming out. And we were like really, what's the word? I guess that was advanced for us to have a computer, you know, just we actually had one. Nobody, not that many people had them yet. And she read an
Yeah.
article somewhere and they said by maybe it was like within 5 years of that time, every household would have at least one computer. And we were like, give me a break. And then I said, and then it would be average to have two. I thought, huh, no way. You know, this was a, you know, no way. And I was kind of, because I'm redoing, I have to get new computers. I'm having to upgrade my computers and stuff. And I looked around. I mean, we're talking like that was a while back, but I looked around. I have six computers in my house right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know?
Yeah, I know. I've got one, two, three. Well, are we going to count the pads, the tablets, you know?
I didn't count that. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. We should, because they're computer, and
Five,
these guys
six.
are
Yeah.
computers too. These are
So
yeah.
is it now a crazy computer lady, like instead of crazy cat
Maybe.
lady?
Crazy computer lady.
You know where it's become, that's commonplace. Where before that was, that's why it seemed so outlandish, was because it was, this is really advanced. And for any household to have something like that was just really out there. And then to say, well, every household was going to have at least one, probably two, was just something that was mind-blowing. Now, how many? We probably, everybody has more than one, two computers. You know, it's like, it's just what we do. So.
And yeah, I mean, it's changed everything, and it's you know, it's us that's changing it. And I can't remember what the heck that was. It was about AI, and it's a little bit of an epiphany. Oh yes, I know. Because there was a qu question in a session one time, and because I wanted to know what created the void, and they wouldn't tell me. Finally, they kind of gave me a, well, I asked. I said, well, you know, is it AI? And they said, well, yes, but not like you think it is. It's more biological. And I'm thinking, yeah, it's us.
Exactly.
It's us who are creating.
Kaya has started some definition or whatever he came across or something. He has started calling it infinite intelligence instead of artificial intelligence. And when he would describe it, it sounds like the SC. When he talks about what it will do, it's like, oh my gosh, that's what we contact all the time. You know, and it's like, yeah, that's really what it is, but this is making it to where, you know, so when you look at it that way, it can't, it's not artificial, it's what we already work with. It's in infinite. Infinite. We're calling it II. But
I like that.
yeah.
I'll remember that.
But absolutely, that, you know, that's really cool that you see, once you you get the definition or what this is what it is, and it's like, well, it's really easy to understand. Yeah, it's us. It's all of us together. It's doing this. It's higher than us. And so,
We are making all this possible. So, and
absolutely.
so the flip side of that was, you know, really the importance, and we're seeing it so much, the importance of watch what you're thinking, because you really are creating that, you know. So keep your thought, you know, well, be vigilant with your thoughts, and really watch that, because you are the AI that's creating your reality. So make it a good one, you know. Make
Exactly. It's your creation. Make it a good one. So perfect. Yeah.
We do it without even realizing, just like we work every place else, right?
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I feel like the shift is really about, is these are things that we've always been doing. We've always been creating. We've always been, but now we're doing it consciously. We're aware of it. And that's what really changed is, you know, is that now we can determine how we want it to go. It's all like, is it, this is it. This is the driver right there.
We are it.
Leaves. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's and the way I'm beginning to see ascension is just like we're in the game that we created, and we're just moving up another level in the
Exactly.
game.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just like,
And we, and in that game, see, we become more aware that we are in a game. We created the game. Things
and we
like
have
that.
control over the game.
Yes. And once we realize that, yeah, we have now have control.
Yeah,
Okay. So
which is really cool. I like that.
that's when the game changes. That's To me, yeah, it's
Yeah, that really opens it up. Game changer. Oh, all
Yeah,
this.
it really is. It's really mind-blowing. Hey, Tiff, do we have any questions in there?
Yeah, we have a couple. So going back to QHHT sessions, someone is Jade likes cats. They are going to have their first QHHT session very soon. Is
Right.
there anything they should do slash consider before it? I already have a good list of questions I've been working on. They are super excited.
Fantastic. Marilyn, what would
Wonderful,
you say
yeah.
to them?
I would suggest that go over your questions carefully, and if you think you already know the answer to a question, which often happens, when we're especially when we're the person is actually making the list, the answer to the question comes. Pay attention to that and shift your question a little bit to a little bit deeper question on the same for the same question, but a little bit digging for a little bit more answer to that question and something that you don't know, and then go through your questions like that. Because I find it really is all the que if the question isn't asked, that information is not going to come. So you want to make sure your questions are really juicy so that you get as much information as possible. And the other thing I would say, recommend to anybody, just don't be surprised if you feel aware you are still in hypnosis. I have so many people say, oh yeah, I had so hypnosis years ago, but it didn't work,
Didn't work.
yet.
It didn't work.
Didn't work, yeah. Oh yes, it did, and when I explain this to them, it's like, their eyes are like saucers. Oh, they didn't re they just passed it off. So just don't be surprised. I mean, really, there's no way to tell, what level of awareness you're going to be. I
Don't
always tell
worry
the
about
client, we have
that.
no idea. No, just accept whatever's there. Just accept whatever comes. And so much of what comes for many people is just through the intuition. So, and how do you access your intuition? By relaxation. You just naturally drop down, and that's where your SC communicates to you through. So,
Yeah, like you were saying earlier, just trust the very first thing that comes in. Just, you're allowing it, and whatever it is, it might sound crazy, just say it. Then your practitioner can ask more questions based on what you said.
And what and also when you're in there, whatever you notice, talk about it, describe it, because that's important. Okay, whatever you might be with something like the guy who's told me after his session, well, that scene in the living room, well, I looked over in the corner and there was a little gray ET guy standing there, but I didn't think you were good with that, so I didn't say anything. I just looked at him and I said, well, your session would have been a lot different if you had told me about that. Anyway.
Yes, exactly. I mean, your practitioner cannot see what you're seeing. So you want to tell them everything you're seeing because it could be very, very important.
Just a little thing like that.
Yeah, and that helps them, like I said, whatever you tell them helps them know what questions to ask. And
Definitely, yeah.
the deeper the question, the juicier the information. Yeah, that's, but just relax, allow, and trust. Let it come in. Any special preparation ahead of time?
I don't really, just if you meditate, on a re regular basis before, and just come with an open mind, and I don't really have any, like I don't require anything special. Just come dress comfortably. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and just allow, like you said, yeah, no, that's how I am too. It doesn't require any special preparation except you having
No.
a mind and relaxing and allowing.
Yeah,
Just,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. And have fun. Oh, just enjoy it.
Yes. That's what
Yeah.
I just have fun with it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's an incredible experience.
It absolutely is. And it doesn't matter what happens in it. That's something you need to see for you now. It's pertinent, it's relevant. But it absolutely, I know sometimes people, I don't know if they do this anymore, but I might have done something really bad in another life.
Oh,
Does
yeah.
it really matter? You know, that was another life. Even if
Yeah.
it was in this life, that's like another life. If it was some, you know, if it's something
Yeah.
in childhood or whatever, whatever reason you're being shown, there's relevance to it, and that's
Yeah.
we go with that.
And there is no judgment, you know, like when, so when we were on, when I was on another show earlier in the month, we were talking about, you know, have you ever been a bad person in past life? And oh yeah, you know, we've all been bad people. It's okay,
Exactly.
you know, that doesn't make who you are today. Yeah.
No, that's
That's
just
just experience.
yeah, exactly. It's part of your experience. You know,
Yeah.
we want to experience different things. That's what these lives are about, to experience, have experiences to learn from. And maybe there were some things we wanted to learn that was the best way to learn.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, because if we want to learn something, we want to learn it from all different angles, every angle, right? So, and every life will be a slightly different angle. So, you know, it's like, you know, we have a choice whether we want to live that life in, you know, light and joy and doing good things, or whether we want to, you know, do bad things. You know, it's always a choice that we have. So, and sometimes we do want to be that bad person, and because there's so, I mean, that is a really, when you think of it, that's a very rich learning life, isn't it?
Well, let's put it to, you know, actors when they, you know, they
Yeah.
say most they don't want to get too typecast in one kind because they want to stretch their horizons. And the ones
Yeah.
that they love the roles of the villains, the bad
Yeah.
guys, because
Yeah.
it really stretches their abilities, their talents and everything. Well, who says that's not what we're doing? It's like,
Yeah,
I want to see
exactly.
if I can be a bad guy. I want to see just
Yeah.
how much, you know, and then we come in here and we believe it. We believe the whole role, you know, and that's,
Yeah.
you know, we're just really into it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so don't judge yourself. And, you know, that's another thing I always like to make a point of at the beginning of the session is, you know, I want you to feel comfortable to tell me everything, whatever comes to mind, and just know that I don't judge, because that's pointless, say, to judge someone else's experience. I said, ah, we've all been bad people.
Absolutely, we have. You know, we've been on,
Yeah.
like you said, all the sides of it, you know,
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
none of us can say anything.
Yeah. No judgment.
No
No.
judgment.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think we have time here, I think. Along this line, I'll just go ahead and ask this one. Someone had asked in on my YouTube channel, on one of the other videos, and I thought this would be a good question. And since we're talking QHHT, go ahead and do that. They had a session, and they said when it came to the higher self asking the higher self questions, her guides came in and were answering the questions. And she said every time she meditates, her guides are always coming in, and that's when. But she's like, I don't ever get to the higher self. What's wrong? What can I do? So, what do you think about that?
I think great, you know. Gee, it was really early, within the first 3 years that I was practicing, when I had a chance, I used to ask the SE, so what's the difference between you and ghosts and light beings and ETs and Buddha and Jesus and, you know, it was just whatever I could think of. What's the difference between you and, oh, and guides, definitely. And they always gave me the same answer. There is no difference. And at essence, you know, and this is what your mom knew so well, it is all one. So your guides, if you choose to think of them as your guides, wonderful, that's great. And they can answer your questions, and accept those answers. Yeah.
I think sometimes we what's happening in a session, especially when it's something that comes through, even if it, especially if it's personified or something, I think that's
Yeah.
something that the conscious mind can grasp onto. It's like it needs something. It can't just be this
Yeah.
abstract some whatever, because we don't really have a description for the high self except energy. I mean, it's just there. And so many times we want a personality, we want a name, we want a physical form, we want something.
Yeah.
And so I
Yeah.
think maybe guides can kind of fulfill that because that we've been taught. I mean, they kind of do that, even though they're energy as well. They're, I mean, all of it.
Well, I agree totally with that because, yeah, for some people it's important to even be aware, like, there's been sessions where, they've been, Jesus has been answering their questions, or their grandmother has been answering, or even a pet,
No, it's amazing.
and we just think, oh, it is all one. So try not to think of it as, it's just different frequencies of the one is what we're, and if they can see this and they're comfortable with that, wonderful, just go with it,
Exactly. And what I always say is, it you look at is the information coming through? And if you're if the guide is answering the questions,
Yeah.
fantastic, information is coming through, then you go with it. You just keep moving with it. If at
Yeah.
some point, sometimes it may hit a place where it's like, well, I can't answer that. And then that's where you can go on to something else. But
Yeah.
sometimes, or sometimes they'll just naturally segue. I mean, these are just little parts that we learn in the technique.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, it's all good. And if your guides are, I would say bonus, that's, and to have that consciously, those answers coming through consciously, which is, often the result of having a session, is you are aware, much more aware of your higher self or guides, or, and getting that information. I had one guy who said, well, now when I have a question, I just, the answer's right there. He doesn't have to.
Immediately, usually your
Yeah.
question isn't even out of your thought and it's answered
No.
right there.
Yeah. So, yeah. And what could be better than that, eh?
Exactly. And that's really
Yeah.
what they want. That's the whole goal, is
Yeah.
everyone gets their own answers. QHHT is fantastic for helping people to
Yeah.
understand the source of their information and how to get it themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Hugely. Hugely. Yeah. Love it.
Absolutely. Well, before you tell about your next, your you had another session I think you wanted to talk about, but
Oh,
before
yeah.
you do that, Tiffany, do you have any other questions in there?
Well, we can continue on with QHHT. And someone's just asking, would QHHT help with anxiety?
Go for it.
QHHT can help with everything.
Everything.
There are no limitations with this, and definitely with anxiety, yes.
Yeah, it's just, you just get to the bottom of it. That's why it helps
Yeah.
with everything. You understand what it's all about, and that is done through the process.
And that
We just had
anxiety.
someone ask, oh, sorry, what QHHT
Nope.
is. So if you want to clarify that.
What it is,
Well,
it.
it's quantum healing hypnosis technique, and then I'll let Marilyn take it, but that's
Okay.
what it stands for.
It really, basically, it is a method to connect with your inner wisdom, your guidance, and receiving answers. And the bonus is, it's not just information. You can also heal yourself this way. And so, to me, that's the definition of quantum healing hypnosis. And it's just amazing. It's an amazing process. I mean, yeah, well, there are no limitations, really. Yeah, I haven't seen any.
No, it's, I know, and I love people start going, can this, can you do this? Can you do this? It's like anything,
Yeah.
anything. is possible. You can take care of absolutely anything and everything.
And it's just, and it's so easy because it's done through relaxation. And I know that word hypnosis is in there, but that's all hypnosis is just relaxation. And when we relax, we naturally open up, like I said earlier, that to our intuition, and that's all it is. So
Like it's
easy.
natural.
We can't help ourselves from keep ourselves from doing it,
True.
for relaxing. We do it all the time. So even with anxiety, I know that it, I've had lots of clients who tell me that they have anxiety and they do really well. So yeah, it's not a stumbling block at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah, that would be the thought, the conscious mind would come in there, but I have anxiety, I can't relax.
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
you can. You can.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Okay, well, I yeah, when I have had a kind of an interesting session recently that I put on my website, and I kind of the title is kind of my granddaughter would say, well, that's clickbait. So that I've titled it Sacrifice in a Long Forgotten Ancient Culture. So you
Oh,
know when you hear the word sacrifice, it's always, you always think of some envision some bloody, frightening death,
or where
to
they put the virgins in the volcanoes and things like that. Okay.
yeah, to appease a vengeful God. Okay,
Yes.
well, yeah, usually, eh? But this client's experience reveals a gentler sacrifice,
Okay.
I guess you could say. Okay, so yeah, it was interesting. She found herself in a hot, dry place that she thought immediately was Egypt, but it didn't look like it was pre what we know Egypt to be.
Okay.
Okay, so they said it was so far back that we have completely forgotten. So that's a that's a yeah. That's a long way back. And so
Wow.
she was, she found herself in this golden temple that didn't have a roof.
Okay.
And she was a priestess. She's wearing this white, gown sort of a thing. And she's got this gold on. It was interesting because she says, I've got some kind of a black wig thing she's talking about. And it had a gold, a round piece of gold right up there. And she's also wearing gold and jewelry and whatnot. And the gold turns out to be very important. And the gold in the that she's surrounded with in this temple. And it's really interesting because she's working in the temple. And what her work consists of is she is taking steps in through this entire temple area, and as her foot touches the ground with the energy of the energy that she is connecting with amplifies with the gold that she's wearing and in this temple,
Okay.
and this is she's amplifying the energy to benefit her community, her people.
Say that again.
So
She's amplifying the energy.
she through stepping and connecting
Right.
with the earth, each footfall, and she
Right.
can feel this in her legs, each
Okay.
footfall, she's connecting with the earth, and this is amplified, this energy is amplified, and it's with the gold, because the gold is very important. And I've had other sessions in Egypt, long, more recent sessions, where the gold is very important, and the gold is amplifying the energy, and she's is charging the grid. I've got it up here. So the energy source is amplified and by the temple and the gold she's wearing, and it's charging the energy grid. And you were talking about the grid earlier, okay? There you go. Great minds think alike. So she's doing this, and then we move to an important day. So she's standing on this flat top pyramidal platform. So this building is pyramidal shape, and They're set. She's standing on top of it with a priest, and she's wearing very, just a very plain, no jewelry or anything, and she's got a floral thing around her neck and a garland of flowers. Okay, and the priest is wearing black and gold, and he's got this. She said it was like a column, a black column on his, on top of his head. And it, made me think of, the on the walls, the pictures on the walls.
Yeah,
They
I was just thinking
have
of that.
very
Yes.
similar, yeah. So we know where that came from, eh? So she's standing and she's feeling a mixture of fear, but yet very pleased and honored because she has been chosen to be sacrificed. So I'm thinking, oh man, here we go. What kind of a sacrifice is this going to be? So the ceremony commences, and she is branded on her chest with a symbol that looks something like that.
Okay.
Okay, you can see. I don't know if I
Yeah.
need, yeah, there. So she's branded on her chest because there's a fire on the platform as well. And this is the symbol of their sky god.
Of
Right?
their what? Of their what?
Sky god.
My God.
That's
Okay.
sky, SKY.
I was thinking,
Okay.
it's almost like, it looks like an A, right?
Yeah.
And do you remember that, the Scarlet Letter?
Yeah.
On the front of her
Okay.
gown.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of walk out. Anyway, yeah, she, branded. I don't know. That would be, she said it was like a elongated letter A with the hook. And I drew this out, and I sent it to her, and she said, this was a pretty good facsimile of what. So anyway, she then they open, there's an opening, a door, and she goes down some steps inside of this pyramidal structure. She lays down on the ground on her back, and they close the lid. And she knows what she she knows what she needs to do. She needs to, well, what did she call it here? Transmute. What she did was she left her body, and she said it happened really quickly. Like no one killed her. There was no big, ceremony or a death or anything. But she lay down, and she had been taught. She says everybody's taught to do this, to just leave the body. And this is really okay. So she leaves the body. Oh, okay, I'll go on to the body. So the body's left for a week or two in there. Then they open it up and they cover it with some sort of ashes, and they close it up and they leave it again. And the body, disintegrates pretty quickly. It breaks down pretty quickly. And then they go in after a few weeks and take all what's left. And then everyone in the community grinds this up into a powder between rocks, and then it's distributed on the land. So this was her sacrifice to help her people. And that reminded me of Rudolf Steiner and this book. It's amazing, The Secrets of the Soil and the biodynamic way of growing food, which is, it's almost like homeopathic. So it kind of, yeah, it's amazing how spiritual the old time farmers were, right? Anyway, that
Oh,
book,
they were in touch. They
oh, big
were
time,
one
yeah.
with the land.
If you look into biodynamic gardening, it's phenomenal. Anyway, so this, so I saw the connection there. But anyway, that's what happens to the body. But when she leaves her body, she says, I'm going to join the others who have been sacrificed before me, and we are the sky god.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I thought was really, that was really different, hey? And and she's, there's a part of her who is always there. So there's a personality who is always there with the other people who have is been sacrificed this way, and they're still, helping the community, but helping the earth. Yeah, and that's the sky god. No, I thought that was beautiful. And so why did they show this to her? It was to help her to understand. It wasn't so much about sacrifice as it was about the energy work that she does in this life, and to see how it carried through from that long ago life. And it's really reshaped her view of sacrifice and shows how important the energetic work is that she has been doing. So yeah, it was just a really beautiful session. So I don't know, are we going over?
No. He gave us a 5-minute warning, so we're
Oh,
fine.
okay. Yeah.
Let's go first. Let's tell everybody where they can find you if they would like to reach out and get in touch with you, and then we'll have see if Tiffany has any more questions. We'll maybe do one.
Okay. Well, you can always find me on QHHTofficial.com. I'm a level 3 practitioner, so and we have a list of all the different practitioners in all over the world there. And then you can find my website at MarilynDyke.com.
Yay, fantastic.
Yay, yeah.
All right. Okay, Tiffany,
Okay.
any other questions?
Well, let's see if this one
Wait,
can be
Marilyn,
a
you're going to be in Sedona. We're going to be doing that retreat in Sedona here in a few weeks, and Marilyn's going to be there. So,
Yeah.
and Tiffany's going to be there. So.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. It's going to
Sorry
be.
about that,
That's okay. Hopefully a shortish one, but it says, question for Julia. You mentioned in Soul Speak being stubborn about learning your lessons. Do you have advice for those of us who are stubborn learners?
I think most of us are stubborn learners. So, and then it's just a matter
Yeah.
of if you get hit hard enough, then it's like, okay, I promise, like mine, I promise just don't ever hit me like that again. I promise I will listen. But what I found is I don't. I just, that's, it may not take as much to get my attention. And because I promised, and I do know how it can happen. What we set for ourselves to really get our attention, that I am more aware now. So when it starts building up again, I'm seeing it before I allow it to get to that point again. So it's really just be aware. You are doing this for yourself. You're trying to get your attention. So just be aware and tap into it. What is it trying to tell you? What's and then heed the advice. If you get messages like I was, go ahead and follow through with those. Don't wait for it to get, to this other point where you are forced into something. And remember, it's always you doing it. Oh. Are you a stubborn learner, Marilyn?
Me? Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Constantly. I'm constantly thinking, well, they told me about that. I had that little nudge and I didn't listen. So yeah.
Yeah, anytime
All the time.
you look back and it's like, was I getting messages? Was I getting nudges? Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time. And
Yeah.
that's it, just being aware of that. So now it's like, okay, I want to get aware sooner. I want to be aware. So those are games I play with myself is, can I be aware sooner? Absolutely. It's about being more aware. And then you'll notice the signs
Yeah. Yeah.
earlier.
They have literally hit me in the head, actually. Like,
Okay.
where did that come from?
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, it
Yeah.
can't get better. We say hit you in the head by the 2x4, and then you li literally get hit.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I always
So
laugh.
fun.
Thick as a brick, but yeah, so.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I think we're at our time. Thank you so much, Marilyn, for being here. And this has been wonderful. Really cool.
It was fun. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And Tiffany, thank you for helping with our everybody and keeping them in order, questions
Of course.
and being here. And love you all. Thank you all so much for being here. And we'll see if Tracy's back next week because she might be in jet lag. We'll see what's going on. That's a big trip. So anyway, we love
Yeah.
you all and thank you so much. Thank you, Marilyn.
You're
Bye.
welcome. Bye.